And I'm really glad to hear that. Some people say this is not appropriate for the frequency, but I'm going for it anyway because it comes from my heart. I prayed for you all this afternoon, for you especially, and I trust God because His mighty hand is beyond anything any of us can imagine.
Just want to call and thank you for that because I know you and others were praying about this, and I just want to just thank you for it, and Mr. Larry too, and Gary, and it was just, I just feel like my cup's running over right now. I'm just real excited. KO4NUE.
I am so glad. I am rarely at a loss for words, but a little bit at a loss for words. I do appreciate so much that you chose to share with me personally instead of just relayed through Gary, although he's real good about telling me what you said to tell him, or tell him to tell me, what, however. But anyway, we're here, and we're in your camp. And if there's anything else we can do, all you have to do is say the word, and we'll be there. K3JOY.
KO4NUE. Appreciate you talking with me. And Miss Joy, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk with Larry for just a second. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'll let y'all carry on. I was in there piled up in the rocker recliner. Watching the movie, I've seen about four times, but it's funny every time I watch it, and I needed a good laugh anyway. So I'll go back to the recliner, and y'all carry on. And please tell Annis I said hello and hope she's doing well. This is K3JOY, and I'm clear.
Pretty clear with you. KI4DOS and KK4JBQ.
4JBQ on board. KF4DOS here.
Just want to let you know, I don't even know how to describe what happened other than I got to see my friends laugh for a first time in a long time. And some of the older operators have been restricted because of COVID. And we did our Zoom session tonight, and I wish you could have seen those men that have not seen each other for about 3 to 4 years. And I just, you know, there was one point where I just muted the video and the microphone, and they just went at it. I mean, they were just excited. That, how are you? I just been so long, and oh my goodness, it made me feel so good. I just can't describe to you. And I know this sounds corny to everybody listening, but I don't care. We just to have, you know, your club members who have not been able to see each other for such a long time, and for the club to go through what it's been through, and for them to make contact, and some new members make contact too, and I was just so excited about that. And we had 15 people drop by total, 14 or 15 people drop by total, and we all laughed with the older ones and the new guys too, and it was just, you know, I might be reading more into it, but I don't think so. I'm just glad to be starting a new year. KO4NUE.
KK4JPQ. I can imagine what that must have looked like on your screen. I'm trying to, with 14 other little pitchers and people just having a great time together. Sometimes technology will serve man, and sometimes we struggle with it. Wouldn't you say so, Gary? It
just restores your faith in humanity is the only thing I can say. And I'm just real happy for them and glad everything is went as well as it did. Didn't know they were going to have a meeting like that. But anytime we get together with folks who we hadn't seen in a year or two or whatever, it's like an old homecoming. And we all just have a good time, and I'm glad they did.
A couple of the founders and a couple that, you know, have been friends a long time, I don't know. I've got to see a lot of laughter and just being able to share with one another. And I was just really excited about that. And even Keith smiled at me, and I hope he don't get mad at me for saying that, but Keith smiled at me, and that made me feel really good.
Have you ever participated in one of these Zoom things?
Been a while, Larry. I haven't been in on one of the club Zoom meetings, but I have done it with other things. Didn't really want to do them because I was, you know, it was that paying job type thing. I got paid to do it then, but I haven't done it in a while. Chad, have you ever been to a ham fest?
And I went to the Waynesville ham fest. I think it was kind of derated because of COVID and all that. But, yes, we've been to one, Gary.
What I say is a Zoom meeting is a lot like a ham fest, or the meeting that you had. You know, at the ham fest, we get to see a lot of folks we don't get to see, but maybe once or twice a year. And I missed the Waynesville ham fest. I had some things come up, and I didn't get to go up there to that one. So I missed seeing Keith. I look like a midget beside Keith now. Keith's a big old tall fellow like Don Lawless, KG4PFI. And if one stood on one side and the other one stood on the other side, you'd think I was a small child.
First time I met him, I was just, man, that's a heck of a man. Wonderful personality and just a great person, but I wouldn't want to go toe to toe with him because I think he'd squash me like a bug.
JBQ. Well, Gary and I have commiserated about the first time that Donna and I were in the same place at the same time with him, and you can never truly know. You know, the appearance of someone that you talk to for many months, but I get a good feeling of satisfaction every time I think of that meetup, Gary, and every time since. You can recall, I'm sure, the time we spent with Brother Ray, splitting up some wood with him, and I know that something like that happened only because we had become friends by that time. And, well, it's part of what this hobby is about. There's some parts that are challenging, strenuous, and difficult. But the people part is the wonderful part. I'll just have to say it that way. KK4JBQ.
In UE, I got to see tonight firsthand, with my own eyes, how much can be lost with just a voice. No, I don't take that the wrong way. I'm just not saying anything derogatory about ham radio at all. But what I'm saying is that there is nothing like being able to see a person face to face. And I just saw the conversation just came alive. And expressions changed. And new people got to meet. And, you know, we took a couple jabs at one another just to pick around a little bit, you know. And, you know, and the older guys, they were laughing too, because you could just tell that, you know, at some point in time in their past that they took a couple jabs at each other too, you know. But we just, you know, it was a really good night, and I just really encouraged and just ready to put the last 2 days behind me. But that just breathes a breath of fresh air into me and Anna too. And I just, you know, just wanted to share that with both of y'all, because, you know, y'all kind of know what's going on, but I just want to let you know, hey, I'm just excited. I really am. So, with that, I'll turn it over to somebody else.
Glad you out of the dumps, out of the doldrums, and all of that. Glad you're feeling better. And again, that kind of restores your faith in humanity. You know, there's a whole lot of good people out there, and you saw what can happen when a whole bunch of good folks can get together and have a good time. Larry made mention of going up to Ray, K4SUG's house, and splitting wood. Unfortunately, there's a couple of fellas that went up there, and I mean, they worked hard, that are no longer with us. I can't remember Ron's call all of a sudden. KN4HXA, I think it was. Is that right, Larry?
You have got a memory.
You and Andy.
Yes, Rod's no longer with us. A very good friend. And I'll just have to add that I have discovered in this hobby that you can make very good friends, because you share challenges and you share disappointments, perhaps. But Rod and I served together on the Blue Ridge Executive Board for a while, and we'd meet before the meeting that night, before the board meeting, and we could just pal around and have a bite to eat and share a little bit about home life and a little bit about the hobby. I'll never forget that. I always treasure it. Thank you, Gary.
Can you eat? I'll hold y'all up. I don't know. I just want to let you in on, you know, the just kind of how things turned around. And, you know, I'm excited now, so I can go another 100 miles. But I gotta be honest with you, I was about at the end of the trail yesterday, but I'm ready to go again. So I'm just excited, but I don't want to hold y'all up, and I'll clear on out. I appreciate y'all and everything that this repeater and this community has done for me. I don't think there's many people out there who understand exactly how this whole system and the community that I have met here has affected me and just changed me as a person. And this is a good community, and it is healthy, and it does do a good service for the community. Some people are in it for fun, and other people are in it to benefit their community, if that just means going to visit and just just share interaction with people, and I just got to see that tonight blossom, and I'm just really thankful. I really am. I don't want to get all weird, but I'll leave it at that. So I this is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on you guys final.
WS4DAT.
KO4NUE,
this is KO4ISG. How you doing, Chad?
So how about you? KO4NUE.
I couldn't hear much what was going on tonight on the simplex. I hope we... I hope we're making it up to you tonight, will we?
Contact. We did. I turned my beam everywhere I could, but I just could not pick you out of the weeds at all. I just could not. But I did try. I made contact with KE4ZHF and tried to get him to relay because he's up in Columbus, and he couldn't get in either. But I did try, and I'll continue to try, but please let your net controller know that I did all I could do.
We're okay with that, man. We just make sure you're okay, and I know it's going to be a trick to do that. I don't know if you have a good signal with up toward Lenore, but there's a gentleman up there on Lenore. If you could hit him, he could get you in there next time. I don't know if you knew that or not,
but I will. I'll make contact with you and see if I can get down in the weeds with it and find somebody else to relay for us. But we'll make it work. We will. We just got to find a way. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. WS4DAT, not a problem. Plus, we got a relay station out there that he's out there, he's out there west side of Stanley, I believe, and hopefully he's in there normally. He could probably relay to him as well, but he wasn't on tonight, and we should try to make a lot of calls to you folks up there, and don't give up. We're going to make a link one way or the other. But anyways, thank you for what you're doing, and I hope I got you to the right person.
I'll make contact with him this week, and we'll figure it out. But there's a certain amount of people that's committed to trying to make that connection. So we just got to dig a little deeper. That's all that means. I need to tighten the boot laces up a little bit, but we can do that too. So we'll appreciate you making contact with me, and I'll be in contact with your controller, and we'll work it out. KO4NUE, I'll be clear with you, sir.
KO4NUE, WS4DAT. It sure was fun though, wasn't it? But anyways, we gonna make it. Well, I'm positive, and I normally ain't positive, because I got that military mindset, plan for the worst and hope for the best. So, but anyways, I'm hopeful, and I know it's going to happen. But anyways, you take care of yourself, and need somebody to talk with, you just yell out for WX4DAT. I'll come back to you. That's if I'm near the radio or not working or something. But you take care of yourself, Jack. This is WX4DAT, and I'm going to clear off y'all speak, and I appreciate it now.
Good tonight, Danny, KI4DOS.
I don't know, it kind of went run late tonight to Simplex, and I didn't get on there in time enough. Plus, I had some things I had to do a while ago. But it ain't going to happen again. I promise you, how's that, huh?
I'm Simplex, Ned, or I'd have tried to get in there myself tonight. Because I was sitting in there
watching TV with the wife, I could have been in here on the radio. We'll try it maybe next Wednesday night. I'll write myself a note and see if y'all gonna have it next Wednesday night and at 8:30, and I'll get in here and see if I can't get in there with you.
Julie's having many people as we can, but I'm just one of the people that checks in there, so it's part of my club. And you got KN4RAB, he's the main net controller, and you got W7CSA there, Mr. Robert, he's the net manager for the club. So hey, we'd love to have as many people as we can, and I appreciate y'all letting me get on y'all's net and not run me off yet. Anyways, Happy New Year, and we'll catch you in the new year. This is WX4DAD. We'll be clear with you. 73, thank you now.
Happy New Year, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, I just wanted to mention I was looking at radar there a minute ago, and that second front that'll be here in the middle of the night looks pretty rough, so I'd advise everybody to unplug their antennas because it's going to hit in the wee hours of the morning if it makes it over the mountains, of course, Gary. This is NZTR. Go ahead, Gary.
Appreciate that. I'm one of the crazy ones, Tom. I don't ever unplug anything. That's going to come back and bite me in the backside one of these days, I imagine, but I don't ever unplug anything. But all the antennas that I have up are DC ground potential, so that's a plus in one respect. That don't mean they won't get hit, but and I got a lot of trees that are taller than my antennas, so hopefully I'll get a tree instead of my antennas.
I got lightning arresters on all of mine, but I always unplug and I stick the coax that goes out to the super loop and the long wire Carolina Wyndham. I just pull the PL259 and hook it to one that's going to a 1-inch copper ground bar. And they all got lightning arresters on them, Gary. One out there at the switch and one up here at the house. My buddy, I'm N0IGZ up in Kansas, had it hit his, he was in Webb City, Missouri at the time. He had it hit his antenna one night while he was talking, and he just got off the radio and it blew the rotator box off the shelf right above him. So I kind of got paranoid about it.
Yeah, I think I might get a little paranoid about it as well. But like I said, so far, knock on wood, nothing's happened here at the house. I've always, everywhere we've ever lived, you know, I've had, where I've had antennas up, I've never did unplug anything. And I had one person ask me, they said, well, why don't you unplug anything? I said, well, if we have a disaster, you know, and all the power goes out, and I said, I've got a battery backup and a generator, I can get on the air and talk to people and you know, try to help get help to where it's needed. And I said, now, if my radio would blow up, I'm in a world of hurt, I guess. Probably have to go out and get mobile then, I guess.
Roger. Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there, Gary, to the people that do. Ed used to be up here on the hill there at Lake Robinson. He said he never grounded out anything either, that he was an electrical engineer, that he believed that everything was isolated if it was above ground and nothing potential to ground, but I didn't buy that one. But he got away with it for many years. But old Frank, what was so funny was N0IGZ was called I Got Zapped for many years. All right, Gary. I'm going back here with the wife watching Castle on TV. 73's KF4DOS N0TR. And good evening, Chad. We'll see you guys later.
Tom, tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And next time you have all them things out there in your backyard,
Go ahead and cut one of them down, and I'll come get it.
They work pretty good. I talked to that one you heard earlier was 7X-ray 4 Alpha November. I've talked to him in 2013, I guess, Mohammed in Algeria. And there was nothing hardly at all on 40 tonight, so I felt pretty lucky, Gary.
We're glad you got to talk to him again. Y'all take care. Have a good evening. What's left of it, I'll let you go back to your program. Again, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. N0TRKI4DOS.
73 scared. Yeah, that was on our super loops, just like you got. N0. Oh, shoot, I started giving you Frank's call. N0TR, 73 scared.
2 weeks. Chad, you still in there?
Gary, KO4NUE.
Okay. Break up the round table that we were having a few minutes ago. But I hope Larry's still in there listening as well. There were several hams up at Ray's one time. Haven't heard William in a while. Gosh, I can't remember his call now. Larry, do you remember William that was up there with us?
BQ. Well, now, I seem to have a hole in my memory there. Can you think of anything that might remind me? The first name doesn't ring a bell.
Let's see here. He lives up there in Traveler's Rest. Most of the time when he checked in, he was mobile around someplace. And he's like me. He's about round as he is tall.
Well, that didn't ring the bells either. But these days, you know how it is. I struggle a little more to remember things that are memories of a certain type. But what I do remember about that day will always stay with me. Well, everything involving Ray, he showed us. I think he's got maybe three shacks in that house. The one out on the driveway, or just off the driveway. The one in the basement. And there was another I don't know that we saw, but while we were in the basement, he showed us Black Beauty, his Schwinn bicycle that he was so proud of, and the planes that hung from the ceiling, his RC planes, you know. I didn't know he was interested in all of that, but I learned a great deal. You've known him much longer, and so you're more blessed, I guess. Ray had a special place in all of our hearts, and he will be missed. On and off. KK4JBQ.
UE. Okay, fellas, I'm gonna step out. It's been a rough day at first, but it ended really well. And I hadn't even explained to my cousin what's happened, so I'm gonna step on out and give him a call and explain, you know, the situation and all. But I just want to thank both of y'all for being there and, you know, just listening. I'd like to think there's a little bit of Ray in all of us. Never met him, but he sounds like a fabulous man. Would love to have met him. But, you know, there's other Rays all around us. And I think sometimes we can focus on that too. So just wanted to say, hey, appreciate y'all in this community. KO4NUE, and I'm going to clear on out and secure my station.
UE, KK4JBQ, you make a good point, and one that you should get to the highest place you can and shout. There are good people all around us. Ain't that right, Gary?
There are that, no doubt about it. lot of good folks out there. Chad, how's my other brother by a different mother doing? With them scars on his nose and his eyebrows there?
Beat and bruised up a little bit. maybe hurt his pride a little bit, but you know, we've all been there. I know I have. I've still got a scar above my left eye where I think it was 8mm Mauser scope kissed me on the top of the eyebrow, so you know, I hadn't said a word to him about it because I've done the same thing. So I really can't say a whole lot.
Yes, we all have. He was telling me that they had a couple up there that you need to do the zeroing on, and that must have been one of them he was wanting you to do.
It's the first I've heard of it, but I guess I can do that. I don't like handling that big stuff, but you know, I'll do what I gotta do. But I know that hurt. That had to have hurt. But sometimes you just gotta say no. I'm not doing it. But hey, I just not picking at him there, because I've done it more than once. Actually, probably more than five times. So I really can't say a whole lot.
Channel 4, QONG.
There's mother, brother by different mother. Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, those two that I was talking about, I was wanting him to do, I took care of them earlier. This one was one out of the blue. And it did put a whopping on me.
Sent me a picture, and I started to call you, and I said, I better not call him. It might give him a headache.
I have a headache after that one, that's for sure, but it was my own fault.
And that, and, next time, put it in that lead sled there, right?
It was in that lead sled. I just must have had a space between it and my shoulder. Because when I let loose, it let loose.
QE.
When it jumped out of there, it was Katie bar the door then, wasn't it?
That's it exactly. Go ahead, Chad.
I looked at it yesterday. I didn't think it needed stitches, but did it get you that bad?
No, I just figured it would make a better picture if I didn't wipe the blood off my face. So I kept that blood on there until I got back and was able to take a good picture. It's just drama. It wasn't that bad, but I did let it get me three times because I couldn't let it whoop me.
4NUE. You do know that that's going to get framed, right? And that's going to go up in the shop. I just, you know, want to make sure you know that.
You're wanting to start a photo album here. Like, I could get a photo album started on you. I don't erase my pictures in my phone. I could just about fill one up.
He gonna put that up on the wall of fame up there in his shop.
Enough of me. I can't say much to him. He's got one of me on the tractor, and it is just about upside down. So, let's see, cut fingers, tractor with, I don't know, about 6 feet off the ground, busted lip, busted forehead, bee stings, last year's up there bush hogging, and got down there in the bush hog and got wound up in a yellow jacket's nest down there at the bottom of the hill, and well, I ain't gonna say. he made He made me move the tractor before he come over to help me. But he did help me.
About 6 months worth of time. There's a lot more time in there than that. I got a lot more pictures.
I know. I'm a damage to myself sometimes, I guess. But, you know, if you don't break an egg, you ain't making an omelet, right, Gary?
But you forget one little thing there, one little detail there now, Chad. He might have some of them that he can blackmail you with if he so chooses. So you better treat him nice.
I'm trying to walk the edge. I got a feeling I might be jumping over it a little bit because he's giving me a warning.
Well, that's one good thing about him. He does give you a warning every once in a while. But, you know, forewarned is foretold, so keep that in the back of your mind, too.
I got to a point where he just don't even say, I told you so anymore. He's just, he's got this look, and he don't even have to say it. He just give me this look and, you know, bends one of my eyebrows, and I already know, well, I told you. But I don't know. I don't know. But I got it printed off here, and I'm trying to find a nice frame for it and put it up there with the other photos we got there in the shop. So just going to let you know it's coming.
And just be careful. Cause I'm watching.
Y'all no more. Y'all take my picture and put it up on the wall.
No picture, Gary. We're just waiting on the right moment. Y'all, I appreciate the laugh. Boy, that sure has made me feel better. So, I'm gonna clear on out. But, Chris, if you don't mind, but I'm gonna clear out. I'm gonna give you a call. You and Patrick too. So I'm gonna clear on out. And Gary, I appreciate the conversation. And Larry, if you're still in there, but I appreciate the encouragement the last couple of days, both of you, and Miss Joy too. Just it's all good though. I think we may have turned the corner. So we'll see. Okay, I'm gonna try one more time. It's KO4NUE, and I am going to clear on out and secure my station. Y'all have a wonderful night in 73.
For once, you partly cloudy at best. You ain't never been clear. Have a good evening, Chad. KO4NUE, KI4DOS, 73.
NUE, KI4DOS, KK4JPQ, clear.
In my bedtime, too, I'll clear on out. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
Getting a little round table going after the net. That's always a lot of fun. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we'll do it again next go-round. We will see you on the radio, KI4DOS. I'm looking for William's call. I'll find it. I'm going back through some of my old call books here and my logs, and I know he's in here. I just got to find him, and I'll let you know what his call was.
4QLG, I'm clear, too.
Chris, 73 there, young man, and you are clear. You're not like Chad. Chad's just partly cloudy. Have a good evening, and take care of yourself, and if you need anything, you should let me know, okay? KO4QLG, KI4DOS.
Nate, Gary, you still there?
Go ahead.
That piece of traffic went through and everything good, man, right? That I did today was, it was all right, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The first time I've actually, I actually put a radiogram on my side, and that was the first time I've ever done it. I've never done that before. I figured I'd ask.
How would you word this? The only thing I would say that you didn't really mess up on it. Down there when you get to the end of your radiogram, and you know, like when you said X-ray was a check of 24. Normally you would say break, sign it, KO4NNH, Fred, KO4NNH or something of that nature. But you did very, very well for your first piece of traffic. I'm proud of you.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. I didn't understand with X-Men. I was reading through the AWOL little PDF file that they have up for, and I pretty much followed it the best way I understood it. So the only part that I didn't really understand, so I was fixing to ask about that.
Any kind of question about passing traffic, I don't know that I can answer all of them, but I'll do what I can. Chad makes fun of me because I take a good bit of traffic off the sideband net, but the only reason I really do it is because there's so many folks that won't do it, and that's what the net is really all about. On 3915 is a traffic net, and that's what we're there for, is to take traffic and pass it and see if we can't get the message out to the folks that deserve it. You know, some of it's canned messages and don't mean anything much, but, welcome to ham radio or something like that. But a new ham, that means a lot to him. And so that's the reason we do it. And then there are other times that, there is good reason for it to be passed. It could be some type of family emergency or anything like that. So learn to pass traffic and get in there and do it. That's what it's all about.
Good. I don't know if you're part of the W4NYK group on Facebook. That's kind of where it all started out on. The gentleman that was I was talking to that wanted me to pass the traffic along to whoever's running net, aka you. he's the one that he doesn't have his license yet, but he was telling me, or he was saying in the group at least, that he's going to get his license soon. And Chad, if you're listening, man, seriously, go get your license, and heck, you can go for your general, so you can come on up on HF as well. Before I forget, Gary, I'm actually working on a QSO card. I plan on sending a few out to some people. You're actually one of them on my list.
Did you go out and order some, or you're printing your own, or what are you doing with those?
DIY my own QS card or QSO card. I've actually kind of took a picture, did some magic on it of sorts. I don't know what you call it. Editing. And I kind of put my own spin on it, and that's kind of what I did. I got plans to, if I can't get a hold of a printer within the next week, I'm just going to try to look at getting somebody to print them out for me, and I'm going to send them out. I'm definitely going to send one to you, Larry and Chad, and definitely Patrick, and I got a few other people on my list as well, but I got to go through my log on the QRZ because I've got the list on my laptop.
Yo, and if you've got a printer there at your house, you can get this, what do they call it? The photo paper type stuff, it's thick. You can get that and print your own out. If you want to, you can just send me mine electronically, and I'll get it that way. It doesn't make any difference to me. I've got some old ones here. I don't have any new ones where I have my new address on it. I showed Chad one the other day, or back before Christmas. And it's the back side of a ham station, and you see a set of legs sticking out underneath the desk, and that's my ham station.
Oh man, I wish I would have saw it while I was up there the other day. Now you got me curious, but nah, Gary, I'm actually gonna send them all over the mail. It's gonna be one of those things that I do in card. I think I want to make a different QS card or QSO card for my electronic ones, such as whenever I do like FT8 or anything like that. Apparently QRZ can do it electronically, and I'm thinking about doing that for like the HF contacts that it do, but I think I'm going to start printing them out and sending them out to the people, you know, kind of make them a little bit more special, in my opinion.
There's not a problem with that. Yeah, I don't do a whole lot electronically, but I have done a few. But I've got some cards here. I should have sent the whole bunch out, and I haven't done it. And shame on me for that. But maybe with you folks starting to send them out again, maybe I'll get off my posterior and see if I can't get mine fixed up and sent out.
I've been hearing about a lot over the repeater here recently, or at least the past couple of days. I've been, and the last roundtable I actually managed to stay awake for. last night was a trip for me, but anyway. Yeah, last roundtable I managed to actually attend and listen in on was last week's, and Chad actually told me about told everybody that was listening about the a QSO card maker online, and I kind of used bits and pieces of that. It's a template for mine, but I didn't really use it per se. But I did, but I didn't. That makes any sense. But I've been looking at it for a while anyway. My dad, he's actually the one that kind of got me started up with the QSO cards anyway. Well, he showed me a few that he had long before I even got my license. He's kind of the one that started me on that path of making the QSO card.
Well, that's always fun when you get the wallpaper in the mail. I've got, I've got some from all over the place. I can remember the first one I got, though. I really enjoyed it, and I still got it, and I need to get them out, and they make plastic holders for those things, and, you know, it's I guess it's like a, what is that, 5x7 picture things, you know, that fold up. I've thought about getting some of those and putting them in and hanging them up on the wall so the folks come in to the ham shack and see some of the places that I've talked to. That's not all of them by any means, but it's a good many of them.
Okay, station ID. Oh, wow, you actually reminded me of something I used to... Yeah, so back one of the hobbies I used to be big in, which was a card game, I saw what you were talking about. I think I know where to find them. Last time I saw them, though, was at least Walmart, but that was a long time ago. That was at least a couple years ago, so I haven't really searched for them since then. I might start looking for them, just kind of send them out with my QSO cards. Now you just reminded me about that. I totally forgot about it, though.
Well, that's something we, yeah, you don't really think about it until you see it, and then it kind of, you say, well, I ought to do that, and then you forget about it again, and when I started, I got Chad's, Joy actually got her QSL card long before I got mine from Chad, and then I received a couple others, and I told her, I said, I'm going to have to get off my duff and send some out. Especially to the new hams, because they, you know, the newer hams that don't you know, get something like that, it means a whole lot to them.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I'll be honest with you, Gary, I actually haven't got one myself, at least not one in card form yet. I've got one from the ARRL, but that's as far as I've gotten, but that's actually funny that I mentioned that. That's actually in my toolbox at work right now, just sitting there waiting for me to go back to the display. I'm all proud about that, but yeah, but Gary, let me go to 773, man. It's getting real late for me. I need to go ahead and go to bed. This has been KO4NNH. Gary, I'll be clear after your final. 7-3.
Well, good talking to you this evening. Tell Dad I said hello. Next time you talk with him, and hope he's being safe wherever he is. I tell you, if him being gone so much, I don't know him. I don't know if he's at home or out of the country or what. But you know, with his job, he travels around a lot. But tell him I said, hey, next time you see him, and hope y'all are doing well, and get you some rest there, young man. Enjoy talking with you, and look forward to doing it again real soon. 7-3. KO4NNH, KI4DOS. JBQ, Larry, you still around anywhere?
I'm here, KK4JBQ.
E-R-I-G, to Whiskey 3, to Romeo, India, Golf, the William, KI4DOS.
What that does remind me, the RIG does remind me of him. I believe he, as I recall, he was a state trooper. And we had an eyeball QSO some few weeks before that, before the wood splitting event. And I learned the state troopers have a tough job, a very tough job. I got my ears on straight that day.
A tough job. A friend of ours up in Statesville was a North Carolina Highway Patrol, and I went out and rode with him one evening. And just riding along, I tell you, you know, you pull somebody over on a dark stretch of road, and even though you got the blue lights and the spotlights and all that other stuff on the car, you can see movement a little bit, but you don't know what in the world them people are doing. And, you know, my hat's off to them. I would not want that job. If it was the only way that I had to feed my family, I would do it, but just not willingly.
Yes, just the way you said it, just like that. No, I'm glad there are people who can stand in the breach. I'm so thankful for them. And we all should be, and us civilians out here, and I'm not counting you among those who are just civilians, our mind just doesn't go there. It won't go there. And the reality that we live with is quite different. All it takes is a few minutes of standing in the breach, and you will forever know the lesson you've learned. That's what I have learned from others. KK4JVQ.
We'll be right there. And like I said, if I had to do it to feed my family, I would, but I wouldn't want to do it. And it would be one of the last resorts, so to speak. But my hat's off to those fellas and ladies that do that as a living, and you know, they're out there for us. And there's a lot of people that give them a lot of grief, but my dad told me a long, long time ago, Larry, that he said that if you ever get pulled over by a police officer, whether it be a city, state, county, whatever, he said, you be as nice to that officer as you can, because you don't know how in the world they were treated with the person before you. And that's always stuck with me, and I've had a couple of them come up to me and be kind of gruff and this sort of thing. But, you know, if you show them a little courtesy, they're going to show it right back to you in most cases. I'm sure there's some out there that won't do it just because, you know. But that's just with everything you go through in life. There's always going to be one or two bad apples in the bunch, and if we let them spoil the whole barrel, then it's our fault. If we kind of try to weed them out and kind of set them aside a little bit, it seems to help everybody out in the long run. But my hat's off to those folks. It's just, it was my honor to serve in the military, and I would do it again if they call me up tomorrow or tonight. I'd go do it again, whether I wanted to or not. But these police officers, they don't have to do that. They choose to, and that's, they're not drafted or anything of that nature. And so my hat's off to them.
It comes to my mind, and I feel that I should relate. The last time I had contact with a police officer, Donna and I had gone over to to Robert's house, WR8RW. We were in her Prius, and she was driving. We were on our way back. Somehow we picked up, now believe it or not, we picked up a knife blade that someone had thrown out onto the road. It must have been at least a 6-inch blade. And that thing had impaled itself onto the tread of the tire. And it was a slow leak, so we traveled probably another 4 miles or so before we ever knew we were in trouble. And I didn't know what the matter was, but I wasn't going to stop moving. I said, Donna, just keep driving. Let's take it somewhere and get this tire off this car. Well, we didn't make it all the way back. We made it into a dangerous stretch of road over near Verday. I guess maybe it was on Verday. And that car stopped. It stopped so that I couldn't see around to the right, and those coming up behind me could not see around to the right. And they could have been coming up at 40 miles an hour, maybe more. Well, fortunately, the next car that drove up was a state trooper. And he stopped, put his lights on. We stayed in the car because I didn't know, you know, what infraction being in a situation like that might be. So I just stayed in the car and I said, Donna, put your hands on the steering wheel. Let him see your hands. And we're gonna get through this. So before this was over, that man and another car that came to help, they were on either side of us, front and back, protecting our car. Because we couldn't be seen by those coming up from behind us, just in that turn, in that stretch of road. So their cars protected ours, and they changed that tire, put the spare on, and I'll never forget the gratitude I felt. And I thought to myself, how can I express my gratitude to these people, not just stopping and helping, but putting themselves in a position where their vehicle would be hit first if someone, couldn't avoid an impact. I mean, all that went through my mind, you know, and so there you go. There's a story. And this knife blade was very much out of place on the road, KK4JBQ.